This is number 9 of Supernatural Spirit Magic School. This MP3 is all about magic wands. Now, to create a magic wand, you need to slaughter a lot of trees. I, of course, started this process in 86. And by then I was so powerful as an Ipsissimus that I had the ability which Dr. D007s have to create superstorms. The original Dr. D created a superstorm to destroy the Spanish Armada. I, of course, created a superstorm to destroy the UK's trees. Why? Because I simply wanted to kill a lot of trees and feed my wand or staff with all of their bioplasm and soul fluid, all of their magic, to elevate me from simple Ipsissimus to an ascended being. Now, on the 16th of October 1987, I used the Colin Bloy Dr. D007 magic, which of course he'd given to me from the line of magicians, magi, stretching all the way back to Elizabeth the First time, to create a superstorm. They of course created another one at Trafalgar and one at D-Day, the famous one for the Spanish Armada, to hit Brighton, which came out of thin air. The Met Office predicted there was no storm, no hurricane. Suddenly appeared out of thin air and destroyed 16 million trees in the south of England, which, as you can see, fed the Archmage of the Illuminati, Tim Riefat, with 16 million trees worth of energy. 16, of course, four fours. Four has magical significance because, of course, the four watchtowers that guard Psyspace, which were set there by the Illuminati to stop people like me doing what I did, so you simply smash them. In quantum mechanics, the square of the quantum wave function produces a measurable event, a reality. So, of course, smashing the watchtowers times a million, which, of course, 100th monkey effect, times three for three dimensions. All of this, as you can see, science so far beyond the normal man that it beggars belief. But that allowed me then to forge the Elder Wand, or the Total Power Staff. And since then, I've been slaughtering the trees on a massive scale to feed my power. And we see, of course, that the change in forest area from 1990 to 2015, in Latin America, we've lost 970,000 square kilometers of trees caused by the humans logging, burning them, etc. In sub-Saharan Africa, there's been a loss of 830,000 square kilometers of trees. And as you can see, from the immense number of trees that have been killed in these areas, we know in North America there's been an increase in trees, 64,000 square kilometers, Europe and Central Asia, 235,000 square kilometers, Southeast Asia, 45,000 square kilometers. But remember, these areas have also been killing trees on a massive scale. East Asia and the Pacific, 133,000 square kilometers have been forested. But remember, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, the whole burning of the trees. Siberia, the massive chopping down. But they're sensible in these other areas, because when they chop them down, they plant some new ones. But of course, this feeds the Elder Wand, or the total power staff, causing humongous amounts of power to flow into one man, the Psi Lord, who of course used the Dr. D 007 magic to kickstart the whole process. How? Well, think about it. The 100th monkey effect is simply that once 100 members of a race do something, it becomes the meme, the reality for the entire race. So with the monkeys, it was washing sand-covered rice in seawater, the rice floats to the top. So if you can kill 100 trees to extract their power, then that becomes the norm for trees. If you can kill 1 million trees, it becomes the ability to create psi space and a three-dimensional world from that power. And of course, if you can kill 60 million trees in one big ritual, you of course smash the four watchtowers, which protect reality. Basically, the four watchtowers build a box which the humans live in. So if you smash the watchtowers, then you can smash reality, and rather like a teacher wiping a whiteboard, or in my time, wiping it with a board rubber, you can then write a new reality on the board, and with the other four watchtowers, four times four, build four new watchtowers which stop the Illuminati doing anything, as their original watchtower stopped Tim Rifat doing anything. So you can see, of course, the brilliance of this magic ritual that allowed me to build Elder Wands. And of course, then you need the technology to contain all of this magic from trees, their bioplasm soul fluid. And of course, we've seen that torsion fields can contain magic. And remember the Dr. D 007 power that was given to me by the magus Colin Bloy, because of course I was his spiritual son, his successor, allowed me to build a huge anti-clockwise torsion field, which is the superstorm, anti-cyclone. And of course, since it's a zero-sum game, you can also build an equal and opposite clockwise torsion field in yourself. So think of it as you project an immense negative torsion field out of yourself, which travels from yourself, goes into the atmosphere, produces the superstorm, and in return, because it's a zero-sum game, a equal and opposite positive torsion field is produced around yourself. A torsion, and remember, torsion fields, once they're created, don't go away. They are permanent, and according to Russian research, they travel at 3 billion times the speed of light, and therefore allow you to use this torsion field technology, not only in the present, but in the past and the future, and to alter the past and alter the future. So as you can see, all of the power, the state money, to become the Archmage of the Illuminati came from my mentor, the Magus Colin Bloyer, who donated the magic to me so I could, of course, ascend beyond an Ipsissimus. Now, of course, this positive torsion field then alters the human. So, of course, in 86, I ascended with the positive torsion field into the spiritual realms, the realm of spirit in my totality, which in occultism we call the Grail State, which allowed me to build a positive torsion field, a positive vortex in the realm of spirit. In magic, you've got earth, air, wind and fire, and a fifth dimension called spirit, which any of you who are into Enochian magic, remember there are five Enochian boards. So, of course, if you can ascend your totality into the realm of spirit, the fifth realm above the four watchtowers, then you can simply be a being that is what in old parlance they used to call a god, an Olympian, a being whose energy body comes in a blast of wind, the Moriah wind, a fully illumined by the spirit. And this positive torsion field will then, of course, be the an intrinsic part of the total quantum wave function of your being, and will then alter you and, remember, the bones in your body not only have hyperinfinity, which is the stuff that collapses the quantum wave function, like wood collapses the quantum wave function, but they produce electricity when you move, which is called piezoelectric electricity, and in the physics this is gravity in the fifth dimension. So as you can see, the bones, once infused with a positive torsion field in the realm of spirit, can produce something which I call a bone generator, which can contain the magic. So as you can see, this positive torsion field contains the magic, but it then becomes you and the physical symptom of this five-dimensional spirit torsion field that exists above humanity is the bones. Think of the vortex coming down from the fifth dimension to go into the fourth dimension, space-time, where the humans live, and this vortex being anchored in the fourth dimension, so you can then control the fourth dimension from the fifth dimension. And this anchor, of course, are your bones, the bone generators, which, of course, are linked up with the bone generators of the trees, your elder wands, or total magic staff, which, of course, I built previously and had gone walking in the woods and had gone around killing bits of tree, knocking branches off in order to tune it to the building of an elder wand or a total magic staff. And of course, since the vortex kills the trees, it's linked to the positive vortex, which is me now, which was built before the mass killing of the trees, and therefore when the trees are killed by the negative torsion field, which squeezes their bioplasm and soul fluid out of them and channels it via the vortex down, down, down into the singularity, which then pops up as the positive vortex on the other end. Think of two vortexes connected, which is me charging me via my elder wand or my total magic staff with all of the power of the trees that have been slaughtered by the Dr. D magic. So instead of killing the Spanish Armada, I killed 16 million trees in order to feed off them. Basically a druidic vampirism. As you can see, this level of magic is something which is so far beyond the human that it's not even written about in fantasy books, because the human writers, being the uninitiated, wouldn't even know about any of this Illuminati technology. Now, with your wand, we can simply make you a wand, which will then, of course, contain a small amount of the tree's bioplasm and soul fluid, which, as you can see, will enable you to carry out magic on a scale which is unimaginable to the low energy level human that you started off as. These wands, of course, as you can see, are special in that trees have the same emanations as us, according to news reports. They cover 30% of the planet, and it's estimated that within 100 years there will be no rainforests. We know, of course, that trees produce the world's oxygen, this oxygen, when it's hit by lightning, produces ozone, which links it to the fifth dimension. So as you can see, we've got intrinsic link to the fifth dimension in trees. So of course, their bioplasm is of a much more spiritual quality than humans. The same with their soul fluid. So in fact, the tree's bioplasm and soul fluid is the finest pedigree of bioplasm and soul fluid for us humans, rather like the champagne of wines. And we know from reports an estimated 18 million acres of forest are lost each year, 1.5 acres per second. Can you imagine the power that's been fed into the archmage of the Illuminati from all of this bioplasm and soul fluid that's coming into me every second? 1.5 acres per second. So go on Google, work out the average number of trees in 1.5 acres, then you can measure up the size of the trees, think of their bioplasm and soul fluid, as being proportional to their size, compare it to humans, work out the number of humans that would have to be slaughtered to be sacrificed to give you that amount of power a second. And as you can see, it's a very significant amount of power that comes to the Archmage of the Illuminati every second and grows my power all through an Elder Wand, which of course I've got a very big one, so I call it like it's like Gandalf's staff, a total power staff. And as you can see with this level of power, 18 million acres each year, so you can see every year I get more and more and more powerful, and as you, as one can easily appreciate, controlling reality then becomes easy. Now, thanks to holographics and non-linear dynamics, I don't need to donate any of my power to you, because of course I'm a unity being. I've merged my male and female together. I'm one of the humans that believes you're not complete unless you've basically merged with a female, reversed the Adam going to Eve in Genesis, basically put your ribs back from a woman. But you, of course, are either male or female, which means that thanks to something called nonlinear dynamics, one can produce much, much smaller in power wands for you, and none of the power is lost from me, because of course you're either male or female. You're a period doubling, as we say in science, or in holographics, you can break a holographic image and you've still got the image within the shards. So of course I can make you much smaller wands to provide you with power from the trees, which is the power I'm using, but further up the non-linear dynamical pathway, because you're a male or a female, unlike me, who of course ascending as a male and female has become a total human. So it doesn't take away from my power. It simply is allowing chaotic beings like yourself to feed off tree energy and produce the stampede I talked about to raise yourself in power, to make yourself a millionaire, and then of course create the stampede that means that the elite are so busy putting out fires that I can simply walk to the top table and take what I want. So you can see, of course, the usage. Now, if you want a wand, an elder wand, we can make you an elder wand. It'll, of course, cost you $1,000 plus a further $100 shipping, plus a further $100 for making the wand and all the other stuff, so that's $1,200 in total. And these elder wands will then, of course, contain the bioplasm and soul fluid of the trees, which will allow you then to have a power source that not only will raise your consciousness and being, but will allow you to carry out magic in a world where magic is prohibited by the elite's watchtowers, which block all magic from being carried out by all but the Illuminati. I, of course, being the Archmage of the Illuminati, am not troubled by their watchtowers, and in fact, as I've said, I've smashed them to make my own watchtowers. So basically, what you're paying for is the ability to use magic, the ability to put petrol in the tank rather than pushing the car all the way to London, as I talked about in my analogy, simply by having a elder wand at your disposal. And these wands simply give you the power of trees, which druids have been using since time immemorial, and of course the Illuminati have big estates with groves of trees. And if you look at Alex Jones, the Illuminati go to estates where there are groves of trees. They have their Bilderberg meetings at these special places. And of course, we know that groves of trees are used by witches and witches' covens for their magic. Now, of course, you're beginning to see why they take some of the bioplasm off the grove of trees to power their magic using negative torsion field vortexes. That, of course, is sacrificing someone in this grove of trees. This negative torsion field then, of course, takes some of the bioplasm and soul fluid off the trees, and the person that killed the sacrificial victim gains the positive torsion field to contain this power, rather like the superstorm destroys the trees, and the positive torsion field from the summoner collects the power. So you see why they do sacrifices, cats, cockerels and humans in groves of trees, and that these groves of trees become more and more evil because, of course, they're collecting the negative torsion field, the bioplasm, soul fluid of the sacrifice, and the sacrifices in the spirit world that have gone before them, and these groves of trees become evil because of the black magic sacrifice that is used to bleed off trees. This, of course, is the basis for druidic magic. You might wonder why I know all the secrets of the druids and the Illuminati. Well, it's quite easy. Being the archmage of the Illuminati, not only have I got all of their power, being the upline for all of their force, I'm also the upline for all of their knowledge. So all of the libraries of the Illuminati, every single thing they know is contained within me. I am the repository of the power and the knowledge, the light in the eye of the pyramid. I, and remember the eye is symbolic of living in the spirit world, the world of five dimensions. So as you can see, trees and elder wands are a must-have if you want to do significant magic in the real world. Enjoy it.